first, writing a letter definitely takes more time than maybe sending a text, but sometimes that time and hands-on effort might be just what we need. Maybe we could all use a little snail mail right now, and April just happens to be letter-writing month. By the way, the World Health Organization has said that the likelihood of an infected person contaminating commercial goods is low, and the risk of catching the virus that causes COVID-19 from a package that's been moved, traveled, and exposed to different conditions and temperature is also low. If you're still worried, they suggest practicing good hand washing after you handle the mail. We have two avid snail mail senders with us right now. Jenny Hinchcliffe co-wrote the book Good Mail Day about creating and sending artful mail. She's founder of the San Francisco Correspondents Co-op and exhibitions manager at the San Francisco Center for the Book. Jenny, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Hi there, Rob. Thank you so much for having me.
And Donovan Beeson co-founded the Letter Writers Alliance, an organization dedicated to keeping the practice of letter writing alive. She's also an artist and illustrator. Donovan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's good to meet you.
Well, I want to ask both of you, how about Donovan first? When did you get so into sending letters and mail?
I've always really enjoyed the mail. I think the genesis of my love started with I had a grandmother who lived far away from me. I grew up in South Carolina, and she lived in Colorado. And she would send me little packages, and we called them goodie boxes. And it was nothing special. It was a lot of, like, free samples and just the things for me to enjoy opening. It was that, and it was also the once upon a time, the Publisher's Clearinghouse used to mail out large packets, and it was just junk, but they would have these stamps inside of them where you were supposed to, like, undo these postage stamp-like objects, and they were all for, like, magazines or something, and I just found that fascinating. So a lot of that.
Jenny, where did your love for the mail come from?
Well, like Donovan, also as a small child, I remember in the fifth grade when I was in grade school, I checked out a book from my grade school library. It was called SWAK, S-W-A-K, the Postal Art Book of Fun for Kids. And there were all sorts of great kind of cool things you could do in the mail, like mailing away for autographs or getting signed posters of your favorite, you know, sports hero. But I remember in the back of that book, there was a little section about these people who would send weird things through the mail, crazy things like coconuts and, you know, baseball bats. And I thought, wow, like that kind of blew my mind as a, you know, like fifth grader. So I started sort of digging into that and writing more letters to my friends and my family from there. So,
Donovan, you co-founded a whole organization dedicated to getting people to send more mail. And from the people you're in touch with now, do you get a sense that people are more excited about taking the time to, you know, write a letter or do something artistic, send it in the mail, you know, open that correspondence where maybe they'd let it fizzle over the years?
I'm not sure if it's a more excited, but it's definitely something that I find people who are familiar with letter writing enjoy remembering that they enjoyed it. And there's also a whole group of people, mostly younger people, that just have no conception of it. They had no idea that you could send things through the mail the way that we do. For such a small amount of money, you can really, really impact someone's life.
And Jenny, I know you work a lot on sending artistic creations through the mail. Is there a way that somebody could get involved with it that you would suggest for the, let's say, the people like me who are less artistically inclined?
Absolutely. It's actually quite easy to get involved. A lot of times people have materials around their house, you know, that they don't even realize could be sent through the mail. So, for example, you can cut up the image on a cereal box and, you know, right on the back of the cardboard piece and put a stamp on that and send that through the mail. As long as you adhere to postal guidelines, you can get pretty much anything through the mail. So, you know, postcards have to be 4 by 6 inches. Envelopes need to be a standard size. The postage stamp needs to be in the upper right-hand corner. Your return address has to be on the upper left. But other than that, you can send a lot of pretty cool, pretty interesting things. So I always encourage people to look differently at the materials they have on hand, you know. So even if that's like a handful of colored pencils or a pencil and pen and, you know, like photographs that you had printed at the photo mat, you know, 2 weeks ago, if people still do that. You know, anything could be turned into a piece of mail to send through the post.
We're talking about the joys of sending and receiving mail. We have Jenny Hinchcliffe with us, author of the book A Good Mail Day, about creating and sending artful mail, and Donovan Beeson with the Letter Writers Alliance. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you like to write letters? Have you gotten into it, or maybe even more into it, during this time of safer at home here in the state and around the country? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've heard from some of you on Facebook already. Elizabeth says she's doing a campaign sending 8 happy notes a day to tell people that she misses them during isolation. She says she's a social person. Donovan, how about that, the feeling of connection we get when we send a letter, and maybe even more so when we receive a letter?
Well, I always tell people that letters are really what they are. They're a gift of your time, and you're giving that time to someone, and you can't, when we give gifts, we can't expect to receive them in the mail, but I think that those people that are more giving also see things return to them more. So if it's something that you enjoy spreading joy through the mail, you're going to get that in return. That's how it works.
And Jenny, going back to the idea of sending art in the mail, there's a movement, and you're part of this movement of sending art in the mail. How awesome is it to get that thing from someone you know that is a, you know, a small act of creation?
Oh, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, I agree 100% with Donovan that, you know, making something to send to someone else through the mail is truly a gift of time. And so, you know, when you use artistic expression, one's own personal artistic expression to, you know, create a handmade postcard or take the time to, you know, beautifully handwrite or put into calligraphy a letter of some kind, it is an expression, and it's amazing to both send and receive those expressions.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Angela is with us in Rome. Angela, hi.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment that my father was a rural mail carrier. He was very invested in making sure that everybody used the mail. And when I moved away from northern Wisconsin down to Highland Park, Illinois area, I received in the mail one December a Christmas tree. It was about 6 feet tall, and it was wrapped in brown paper, and it had a lot of stamps on it. And my mailman in Highland Park was just absolutely amazed that that was possible. That was the best thing I ever got in the mail, because I was lonely then.
Wow. Okay, Jenny, you were right. We can mail just about anything, it sounds like, even
it's
a
incredible.
6 foot tree.
My turn of phrase is always what they ask you at the postal counter. It's not liquid, fragile, or potentially hazardous. It does not contain perfume or lithium batteries. You can send it through the mail.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Angela, so much for sharing that story. Donovan, it doesn't have to be something as big as a Christmas tree. Like my wife, for example, has a friend who every week or two, you know, she lives in town, but she'll send a postcard from, you know, however many blocks away. It is pretty cool to see that pop up in the mail. It doesn't have to be a big production, does it?
It doesn't. And even people that are right next door to you, there's something about that extra step that you take to send something through the mail to them that makes it even more special.
We are talking about the joys of snail mail in general, and especially now in this time of isolation and shutdowns around the country. We have Jenny Hinchcliffe with us, co-author of the book Good Mail Day, also the founder of the San Francisco Correspondents Co-op, and Donovan Beeson is with us, co-founder of the Letter Writers Alliance. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you enjoy sending mail to other people? Have you ever had a pen pal? Do you create mail art of some sort? Are you getting into mail, back into sending mail, or maybe getting into it for the first time now with Safer at Home? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our conversation about writing letters and creating art and sending it all in the mail. Donovan Beeson is with us, co-founder of the Letter Writers Alliance, also an artist and illustrator. And Jenny Hinchcliffe co-wrote the book Good Mail Day. She's founder of the San Francisco Correspondents Co-op. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a letter writer from way back? Do you send cool artsy stuff sometimes? Are you getting into it now for the first time in a long time or the first time ever as we're staying at home a whole lot more and seeing people a whole lot less? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go back to your calls now. Polly is with us in Milwaukee. Polly, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about?
This program was just made for me. In the past 7 weeks, I have a friend in a rehab facility in Kenosha, and we have been sending physical letters back and forth for the last 7 weeks. The day we get the letter, we get the answer back, not even an answer, but what's going on in our lives, get it off the very day we get the mail. So every fourth day or so, we each have a letter in our real mailbox. And as far as getting into creative sending, I also she had a birthday last week, and I cut apart a favorite card I had gotten from someone 3 years ago and redid the card because it was such wonderful images on it, and just pasted a design colorful thing over where her note had been written and wrote my own note on it.
Polly, so. I love it. Thank you so much. It's the cut-up method, Jenny. It can be that simple, just making a little collage from old cards.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, recycling and upcycling materials is always a great idea, for sure.
And Donovan, the idea of this being, kind of a lifeline, this connection with somebody, in this case, in a rehab center, those might be good correspondents in our lives to try to figure out who we can write letters to.
Absolutely. When you cannot visit in person, a letter is a great way to have something tangible, really, to hold on to. Like, we've got telephones, we've got video calling, but we're really touch-hungry people. And having something to actually hold is really important.
Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go to Christina now in Glenwood. Christina, hi.
Hi there. Thank you. I'm 62 years old, and I've always loved sending and receiving mail, and I have boxes of cards that I send all the time. And I think it stems from when I was 5 years old. I received a card from my great-grandmother. It made me feel so special, and I still have that card to this day. I consider it a treasure. And recently, I sent a card to my two-year-old niece, and it's a brightly colored card with all kinds of animals. So I drew the silhouette of all of these animals. I glued it to the back, and then I took a variety of colored pencils, and I wrote the names on all of them, and I suggested that she go through the card and find all the animals and see if she could name them. And I think that this just shows one of the creative ways that we can make someone feel special in a simple way.
I love that story so much, Christina. Thank you for sharing that. Jenny, do you have things like that are, treasures from some point in your life that you've received in the mail?
Oh, absolutely. I have an archive of, letters and postcards that, I will keep always because they're so meaningful, they're so thoughtful, and, because people have taken the time to write something to me, I always make sure to send something back to them. But yeah, absolutely. There are things that, they become important, precious mementos and objects. So.
And I love Donovan, you and Jenny and our caller all had, you're like superheroes. You had origin stories about why you became letter writers. Do you hear that a lot from people you've worked with on the Letter Writers Alliance? There's that one letter that got them started.
I don't know that there's one letter, but there definitely becomes, everyone ends up with a mail story, for sure. Whether it's something you've sent or something you've received, there's definitely a shining moment in the mailbox for everyone.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Doris now in De Pere. Doris, hi. Do we have you there, Doris?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, what did you want to tell us about?
I'm in assisted living, and it's nothing much to do. We've been playing bingo in the hall in our apartments, so we're far apart, about once a week. So now the thing is that what do I send for a letter? I've been clipping out an article from the newspaper and print it on my printer, and then I can just write a few notes so that they know I'm okay. Yeah, my family's all right. So that's my suggestion. Now, the one that I'm writing, sending now, is about the bubbler.
Doris, we're not hearing you too well, but I got the gist there. So in her assisted living facility there, she's using kind of internal mail. It doesn't even have to go through the post office, and that's a way to keep contact even within the facility. Doris, thank you so much for sharing that story. Best to you and all your pen pals there. Let's go now to Carol on the line in Madison. Carol, hi.
Oh, hi. Thanks for this topic. I'm super excited. I've been writing my whole life. I also had the Free Stuff for Kids book when I was young back in the 80s and learned how to write for things. But one thing I wanted to share, because I had to pick one thing to talk about, is how much fun it is to start with the envelope. So you get an envelope that you're going to send off. I like to make a little block where I'm going to write my address. And then I decorate the envelope thinking about that person. And it's just really fun. You fill the entire, every single corner, and then you have your envelope, and then you write your letter. And it's just a really fun way to write a letter to somebody.
I love it, Carol. Thank you so much. Jenny, do you have thoughts on envelope decoration?
I do. I love envelope decoration. And what's interesting, Carol, is that usually I work the exact opposite. I'll create the item that's going to go inside the envelope, and then I decorate the envelope to match. But, you know, tomato, tomato. So everyone works their own way. So I love hearing about your method of working.
And Donovan, do you pay attention to the wrapping, too, and do some good envelope decorating yourself?
I absolutely do. And it really bounces back and forth for me. I have a P.O. box, and I haven't been able to get there, so I actually ran out of letters to return. So while I wait for my letters to come in, I work on my envelopes.
Excellent. Thanks a lot for that call. We were talking about the joys of writing and receiving letters with Donovan Beeson and Jenny Hinchcliffe. Back to your calls. Peter is on the line in Racine. Peter, hi.
Good afternoon.
What do you want to tell us about, Peter?
I used to help my great-uncle deliver mail in our little town in Germany, and I collected postage stamps, and we also wrote to Dr. Schweitzer in Africa. And then when I got into the Navy, after I came here, when I got into the Navy, the chief says to me, he says, do you understand all these different things that are coming in the mail here? I said, I certainly do, chief. He says, okay. He says, you're the company mailman now. So every duty station that I went to afterwards, in my papers, in my documents, it was classified that he was company mailman in the previous duty station. So in my fighter squadron on the West Coast, I became company mailman in one squadron after another, and it was truly enjoyable collecting stamps, sending letters, receiving letters, especially my first letters that I received after I came here.
I love it, Peter. Thanks so much. It became your military specialty. I want to bring on one more caller before we run out of time. How about Kitty in Glendale? Kitty, hi.
Hi there. And my story is I graduated from Holy Angels in Milwaukee 55 years ago. And when the pandemic started, Divine Savior Holy Angels, which it is now, asked if we would like to be pen pals. And so they hooked us up with some seniors, and we've been receiving letters and sending letters and getting to know some younger people. And I thought it was such a nice gesture of the school to offer that to us.
Oh, high schools and then seniors getting together. Kitty, thank you for sharing that story. That'd be a good way, Donovan, to reach out right about now, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. That is, I've heard a number of stories about people reconnecting through the mail and also using their postal workers as connections as well. I've seen postal workers offering to pick up people's groceries and run errands, and I think it's all about these connections that we can make and keep.
Time for one more quick call. I think this person knows you. Gina is with us in San Francisco. Gina, hi.
Hi to both Jenny and Donovan, who I have learned to reinvigorating love for mail. When I was little, I moved away a lot from friends and my grandmother, so the letters and postcards and fun stuff in the mail certainly started then. My parents got divorced. I started writing letters with my dad and then reinvigorated that again for the last 6 years of my dad's life when we started writing letters again in 2012. And he actually got into playing with some mail art also.
Fantastic. Gina, we're all out of time. Thank you for calling. Jenny, in our just last 30 seconds or so, can you leave us with a pep talk to maybe mail a letter or some art like Gina was talking about?
Absolutely. I think that sending a letter or a postcard or even a simple note to someone is one of the most encouraging things that you can do. And now more than ever, it's really important to connect and communicate with the people that we love.
Well, we'll leave it there. Jenny, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rob.
And Donovan, thanks for being with us.
It was my pleasure.
We've been talking about the joys of giving and receiving mail. Jenny Hinchcliffe is co-author of the book Good Mail Day and founder of the San Francisco Correspondents Co-op. And Donathan Beeson co-founded the organization Letter Writers Alliance. You can keep sharing your mail stories, by the way, over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time here on the Ideas Network.